Hello, Aquarius. April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your full moon messages for this full moon in Pisces. All right, Aquarius. We have a very watery, mystical, a very deep emotional energy coming in, okay? So the messages are about more than just what's going on in the surface. Now, keep in mind that these could resonate with you. So take what part of the story does. Don't make it fit. If it does not, let it go. All right, Aquarius, so let's get into it. Now, I threw down some story cubes here, and I've got to say that the moon message for you is to choose a direction. Say what needs to be said, okay? Follow your passion and this intuitive hit, and go ahead and make that new beginning or start that new endeavor. I think you are being given a peek through a keyhole, and you're being shown something, but not the whole picture, okay? So you're going to have to walk through that door to receive your abundance and your gifts, all right? But it might require, you might be a little anxious about it. All right, because it will require a risk or a gamble on your part. So your cubes are the keyhole, the arrow, the worry emoji. We have a fountain, a new moon, a die. We have fire, we have your third eye, and we have a quote bubble. Okay, so I'm feeling like this message is about you tapping into something, looking through the keyhole. But not really getting the whole picture, but just getting enough to maybe get your attention or intrigue you in some way. Okay? All right. Now, let's pull some cards from the big deck, from my spirit message deck. I'm going to give out three messages here for you, Aquarius, and then we're going to do, we're going to get into your card reading. So, let's see what is going on for Aquarius spirit. What are the most important messages for Aquarius during this new moon? Well, it's a full moon, but I would say that this energy is going to last from now until the next new moon for you, because that is here. And it also represents that new opportunity. So, Spirit, give it to me. What do we got? Told on themselves, okay? You could be dealing with someone who was keeping something from you, but actions speak louder than words. So keep that in mind for yourself as well, Aquarius. You may be saying one thing, but showing another. All right. Another message, please. Acquiring knowledge. Okay. Again, I said this, the third eye is out here and you're peeking through a hole. Okay. So if you are not of normally an esoteric mindset, You could be receiving messages that you might not understand or know how to process because they're not coming to you in a problem, logical, analytical type of process, okay? It's coming intuitively. So that might be a little harder for you to interpret if you're not already tuned into that, okay? It could cause you a little anxiousness, a little worried. You might be experiencing things that you can't explain or seem like almost paranormal to you, but it could just be spirit trying to reach you, Aquarius. They have a message for you, okay? Let's get one more, please, spirit, for Aquarius. Shell-shocked. Okay. So whatever you see or discover could leave you shell-shocked. Or this could be you doing this to someone else. All right. Someone is not going to see this coming. All right. It's going to be a bit of a surprise. Okay. And you might even question it at first. You know, you're not sure if what you're seeing you should believe or what you're feeling you should believe. But Aquarius, I'm here to tell you that anything that you're feeling in your gut, that is your intuition, and you should entertain it at least, okay? That would be the analytical process of, am I just losing my fucking mind, or is there something spiritual to this? Okay. So you could be questioning. Now, let's get into some cards here, and then we're going to clarify. So, Spirit, what are the messages? What are the moon messages? What is this? Full moon in Pisces. Want Aquarius to know. All right, you have the star, so that's you. That is normally your card. There you are, water bearing. These are hopes and fears. We have the Queen of Wands. Could be dealing with an energy that is a little bit spoiled, maybe temperamental. And quite demanding, okay? What else for Aquarius, please, Spirit? Or this could be you. Maybe a light is being shown on that aspect for you, okay? Now, the Queen of Wands could be a very creative and productive energy if she's upright, all right? So let's see what else for Aquarius, please. What are the messages do you have for Aquarius? Full moon messages with the star seed of Aquarius, Spirit. What do you want Aquarius to know? There we are. Thank you, Spirit. Oh, letting go of a broken heart. Okay, there's some healing going on here. Maybe that's what was shell-shocking, was this heartbreak. Maybe what you will learn will help you heal your heart. Okay, but there's been a betrayal. Could be you. You could have betrayed yourself or someone else. We have a King of Pentacles here, which represents, it could be financial institutions, an entrepreneur, a businessman, someone who's got their financial shit together, all right? This could be you. Or maybe spirit is going to inspire a new idea so that you can achieve this King of Pentacles status. We have the Eight of Wands. So there's communication coming in. Again, it could be from outside. It could be from source. What else do you have for Aquarius, please, on this full moon? Now, the retrograde, Mercury retrograde, could stall these communications. Even though the communications are upright, they could be a little jumbled just due to the retrograde, all right? The Hierophant. This is about institutions. Could be a marriage, could be a religious could be a Queen of Wands here running this institution, and she's not completely on the up and up here. What else for Aquarius Spirit? What are the messages do you have for Aquarius for this full moon? I'm going to try to clarify these and get a little more to this story. Maybe you took a gamble somewhere in a relationship. Maybe you will be shown where you need to stand up for yourself a little bit more and take a few more chances if there's an unfair situation here. Spirit, what do you have for Aquarius, please? Aquarius? Knight of Cups reversed, okay? Ace of Wands reversed, and Justice. Okay. So, you might be taking back a cup of love, and that will be your justice for this heartbreak, okay? There could be someone coming back around for a second go, someone who kind of abused your relationship in the past, or maybe it, you know, they were basing it on financial stability. Let's get some more information here. But I think you're going to get your justice. You're going to see a way through, okay? And you're also going to see through this person, whatever their motives could possibly be. Why is the star here, Spirit? Show me the energy around the star. Clarify the star, please, Spirit. Now the cards are getting a little dropsy. And I'm thinking it's the retrograde. Doesn't want this message to get out, I guess. Thank you, Spirit. Six of Swords. Okay. This is you moving to calmer waters. Okay. I'm trying to move away. Who's this Queen of Wands reversed? The Sun. This could have been someone that you did think, you know, at one time, you thought the sun rose and set on this person or situation. But I think a different kind of light was shown. Why is this Three of Swords reversed? Okay, so this is Aquarius, this healing. Clarify this Three of Swords reversed, please. Thank you. Two of Pentacles. Okay. We're no longer juggling between two ideas, or maybe even about this one situation or person. You know, you might have been going back and forth in your mind about whether or not this was for you. King of Pentacles. Why is the King of Pentacles here? Someone took a leap of faith regarding finances. Maybe you invested financially into something, and it didn't quite pan out. Maybe someone's not appreciating your investment, or honoring your ownership of a situation. Eight of Wands. Why is the Eight of Wands here? Clarify this communication, Spirit, for the Starseed of Aries. The High Priestess reversed and communication. Did you not trust your intuition? You might have been receiving a download or some type of information, and you could have ignored it, chose to not see it, okay? Oh boy, the Hierophant here is with clarified by the Magician. All right, so there could be a manipulative type of energy here. Someone is using an institution to manifest for themselves, maybe. Okay. You know, so that would be being in a marriage for the material aspects. And that's just one example. Okay. For the security or the status, but not really for the love. It could have started out that way, but I don't know if this is a long-standing situation. It feels like it could have turned to something else. And maybe through the lack of communication. So we have the Knight of Cups reversed. Oh my God, really? It's clarified by the Knight of Wands reversed. Someone's not speaking on their feelings here. Spirit, clarify the Ace of Wands reversed, please, for the Starseed of Aquarius. Five of Pentacles. That's being left out in the cold, okay? So this could be you feeling left out in the cold, or you are going to be leaving this Queen of Wands in the cold. And finally, Spirit, clarify justice. Clarify justice, please, Spirit. Empress reversed. Yep. It's going to be a speedy justice. With all these knights and this empress reversed, it could feel like it has been an ongoing long process forever, but it's just going to come to this abrupt, speedy, something will happen that triggers a complete stop on this situation. Okay, Aquarius? So those are your messages. I hope you enjoyed this reading. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.